Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Mem Gimel. And again, I apologize for yesterday. We had some technical difficulties with the volume and with the recording, but hopefully that is behind us. And Bezrat Hashem, we continue. Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Mem Gimel. We start a new parak. We start the seventh parak of Maseches Bechoras. If we recall, the first parak of Maseches Bechoras was about Petar Chamor. The second, third, fourth, fifth, was about, and still is about, Petar Rechem of a kosher animal. The sixth and the seventh parak were all about Mumin. The sixth parak is about the Mumin of the animals. That exactly belongs here in this Masechta. The seventh parak is about, once we talk about Mumin, we talk about Mumin of the Kohanim as well. In the eighth parak, as we'll see, there are different rules and regulations also related to Bechor. We get into Bechor Adam there. The Mishnayos there are about Bechor Adam, Pidyon HaBen. And finally, the ninth parak is about Maaser Behema. So we have three more prakim to go in this Masechta. But today, we start the parak all about Mumin of a person, of a Kohen, which might passel him from doing the Avoda or not. Interestingly, that the Ramban, we mentioned the Ramban in the back, in his halachas, Hilchas Chala, Hilchas Bechoros, he acts like a riff on Maseches Bechoros, because there is no riff on Bechoros, he acts like a riff. The Rambam does not quote any of the Mumin that are mentioned in this parak, and neither does the Rush. They leave it out. So I saw some of the Achronim wonder, is that alluding to the fact that is there an Isser Bizman Hazeh? We know there's an Isser of being Matal Mum Bibichor, of an animal. Is there an Isser for a Kohen to be Matal Mum Bo? It's a general Isser of self-wounding, but let's say it's not an example of really where one would be Usser for that type of circumstance. Maybe there's a way that you could, a type of Mum that would not be shayach to discuss in the world of wounding that would passel for regular wounding, but only be possible for Baal Mum. For example, Ne'evan Nirtza, we mentioned a couple of days ago. Evan Nirtza, Kohen is not Nirtza because that is wounding, that would make him a Baal Mum, Lagabe HaMizbeach. So Bizman HaZeh, would that be a problem? Again, there's no Evan Ivri Bizman HaZeh, but so one could come up with a circumstance. So the Shaul Meshev says, Reb Nathanson says, Shemizeh, the fact that the Ramban and the Rush did not quote the Mume Adam in their Halachos, Mizeh Yesh Lehochiach Sheladas HaRamban VaHarash Bizman HaZeh Ein Isser Ala Kohen Lahat. There's no Isser Bizman HaZeh. Kilo Haya Bozeh Isser. If it would be an Isser, then it would be important for us to know what's a Mum, what's not a Mum, to know what they're not allowed to do. Right? And I Lahavi Kol Adina V'Halachos Hanogimah Bizman HaZeh. And therefore, he says, I don't think there is a problem with Bizman HaZeh. And then he adds, what about, it should be also mitam, Meheber Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Like the Gemara says, the Titans, according to Rebbe, according to certain Tanaim, that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine Bizman HaZeh, if they don't know which Mishmar they are from. If a Kohen knows which Mishmar they're from, which nobody knows Bizman HaZeh, but if somebody knows which Mishmar they're from, they know which 2 weeks out of the year is their turn, and the other weeks they can drink wine. But if they don't know, maybe Mashiach is going to come today, and maybe they're going to have to do the Avodah today, and they're going to have drunk wine, right? Shtuye yayin doesn't mean you have to be drunk. Yeah, just have drunk wine. So asks the Shaul Meshev. So maybe we should say because of that reason, the Kohanim should not be able to self-inflict themselves with certain movement. So he says, no. Ein lasa vitam meheri yibana mikdash af shemi koach zeh asur lekohanim l'shtos yayin kibavur betainis, at least according to some tanoim and daf yidzayin, shari zeh kamosha mutar lahatol mumba b'char b'mehema b'torah kodom shiatzir la'avir olam. Because he said, no, I compare this to a case of hatolas mum b'b'char lifnei shiatzir la'avir ha'olam. We had that twice already in the Masechta, that one is allowed to make a mum in a b'char before it comes out, because the Kedusha isn't chal yet. So Kedusha isn't chal yet, so therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Ukamochein, koin bizman hazeh, avi kamoshalohu yiyashas chiyuvo. So too, he says this is not, if they be, try to explain why it's different than drinking wine, but drinking wine might be a function of a practical, issue of you're gonna be drunk, or you're gonna have drunk wine, therefore you can't do it. But in terms of the Bechor, it's a din in Kedushas Kohen. And if there is no Kedushas Kohen, b'mikdash, bizman hazeh, without a mikdash, so then, there wouldn't be an Isser. What I just mentioned is alluded to, I think a couple of weeks ago, he mentioned the Tas. There is a certain level of Kedusha Kehuda that applies Bezman Hazeh, and there is a level of Kedusha Kehuda that does not apply Bezman Hazeh. The Tas, quotes the Hagos Mordechai in Maseches Gittin, where there was a Kohen that was once pouring water for Rabbeinu Tam, right? He was washing his hands with Tilas Yadayim. So one of the Talmidim asked Rabbeinu Tam, how can you use a Kohen? A Mishtamish Pekuda Loke. Right, so if, or ma'al, I think the language is. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, don't worry about it. Only when they have their begadim are they kohanim. If not, not. So the question is, what do you mean? They're not kohanim b'zman hazeh. A kohen gets the first aliyah b'zman hazeh. A kohen benches. Or we give kavod to a kohen. A kohen duches b'zman hazeh. So the answer is there are two aspects of kedushas kahuna. There's kedushas kahuna legabe Gvulin, and this Kedushas Kehuna Lagabe Mikdash. Lagabe Mikdash, you need the Bigdei Kehuna. Bizbashim Bigdei Amaleim, Kudunasam Aleim, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Zvachim. Mashenkein, when it comes to other aspects of Kedusha, Kedushas Kohen Lagabe Gvulin sets of halachas, then one wouldn't need the Begadim. So it could.
If you had a moment for Gvulin, it would have any implication.
So it could be that, right, so Mumin do not have any implication for Gvulin. So it could be that's what the Sholem Eshev is saying, that there wouldn't be a problem, Bezman Hazeh, at all, even according to the Manda Amar, so Mehiri Yibana Beisad Mikdash, they're not allowed to drink wine, because he's not a Kohen today, Le'inyin Mikdash, and therefore it's just like putting a Mum before a Bechar is born. So therefore it wouldn't be a problem, and that is the suggestion of the Shoel, the suggestion of the Sholem Eshev. Okay, so that is point number one, that the Ramban and the Rashi do not quote any of these Mumin Bizman Hazeh. This whole parak is based on Psukim in Parshas Emor. Let's just go through them for a moment. Parshas Emor, Parak Chaf Aleph, right? Parshas Emor is famous for its Parshas Hamoadim, which is later on in Parak Chaf Dalid. But earlier, in Parachav Gimel, I'm sorry, Parachav is Parachav Gimel, but earlier we have a Dabar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Hashem says to Moshe, Daber al Aron Leimar, Ish Mizaracha, Ludoro Sama Sher Yibo Mum, right, every man from your children that has a mum, Lo Yikrav Lahakriv Lechem Elokav, shall not come close to be makrav lechem alokav, ki kol ish asher bo mum lo yikrav, and ish that has a mum, shapi karav, iver pisea, charum sarua, going through all of the mumin, shever rogel, shever yad, gibein dak, as we'll talk about many of them. These last psukim in parachaf aleph. And then the Torah continues, kol ish asher bo mum, mizera arad akoin, lo yigash lakriv is yisher Hashem, they cannot be makrav, the Gemara talks about why you have all these double shonos, and then he says, the Torah says, lechem elokav mikachia kadashim umin hakadashim yochel. He can eat. Kohanim ba'ali mum are allowed to eat kadashim. Achel parochas lo yavo, vel mezbeach lo yigash, ki mumbo, vel echalas biktashai, ki ani Hashem akadashim. So one, they're not allowed to take part in the avoda, but they're allowed to check, they're allowed to eat karbanos, they're allowed to check the wood for worms. But that is the psukim. Two ha'aris, first we'll go backwards in time. First the Kleyakar notes that at the beginning of this section, first the Torah says, asher yihyebo mum, in future tense, ish bizaracha asher yihyebo mum. And then it says in the next pasuk, ki kol ish asher bo mum lo yikrav. First it goes to the future tense and then present tense. And it gets into all the other differences as well. First it says, a few other differences in these two different psukim, but that's just to pick up on that one. The Klei Yakar says, Akein Omer Ani, Shah Kadmonim, Shahayu Bakiyim Bechachmos, Hayu Yodin, Bechomum, Shenishave Ba'adam Terim Heyoso. In the olden days, says the Ibn Ezra, says the Klei Yakar, they were able to realize every mum, that physical blemish on a person, came mitzad a spiritual problem. Mitzad eiza avon shera'ubo. Derech mashal, im yedu shumakabel shochad, they knew, if this person always takes bribes and shows favoritism, yadu bosha, sofa bolo de yivaro, they knew that he was going to become blind. Shochad ya'aver, and he picked him. Vim robo regal gava, if they see gava, yadu bosha, sofa lovo de shevaragel, they know he's going to get a broken leg. Okay. V'yakaris panav antabo shehikiru bamare panav eiza tchuna ra'a sheish b'kirbo apogemes eizu eber yadua v'sofa lovel de mum nigla v'roi l'ga'alo min ha'kuhuna al shem sofo. And in those days, earlier generations, says the Klayakar, they knew every limb was connected a certain Avera, as the Zohar says, and therefore they knew, even if you didn't get the blemish yet, so they knew that you're gonna get this blemish. If you have this trait that is negative that needs improvement, but if you don't improve, there's no tshuvas, then it's going to happen. Lakach nemar, that's why it says, asher yihyeh bo mum. A man that will have a mum, because every mum, physical blemish, comes from a spiritual source. Shakaras panav antash lo sof yebo mum, ki bitok ma'asav nikar shalo sof yavo lidei mum ze she yihyebo, v'u nifsal al shem sofa. Okay, it continues to discuss what happens if somebody has the spiritual blemish but doesn't have the physical blemish yet. You let him serve as a kohen. So he talks about it. One. Two, the other ha'ara is the Ramban sa'ara. Interestingly, the Ramban points out, and you got to read the Torah like with a fine tooth comb, according to the Ramban. Daber el Aharon lemar. Speak to Aaron. Ish mizaracha ledorosa masher yibo mum. A person from your children that has a mum v'chulu v'chulu. Says the Ramban. Lo amar bekan daber el Aharon ve'el banav. Kasher Yomar Beparshios Kulam. Usually it says Daber El Aharon Velbanav Lemar. Here it just says Daber El Aharon. Only to Aaron, not to the children. Vahatam. Why? He says it's also different in that some other Parshios, there's Daber El Aharon Velbanav, for example, V'yi Nazru Mikashe B'nei Yisrael. Speak to Aaron and his children, and they will separate themselves. Here it's meduyak that it's only said to Aaron, but it's talking about his children. Some other parshios related to the Kohanim speak to Aaron and his children about all of them. Some of them speak to other lashonos, but here it speaks to Aaron, but the message is for the children. Ish mizaracha dot dot dot, as if to say that this parsha does not apply to Aaron himself; it only applies to the children. Says the Ramban, exactly. Aaron didn't have any balimum. Aaron wasn't a balimum. So that's why it was said to Aaron about his children, but it did not have anything to do with Aaron. Vatam, kisham, he could have been, but he wasn't. Vatam, kisham, over there earlier, tziva, b'parshios ha-karbonos. Zostar ha-sa-ola, zostar ha-sa-chata, zostar ha-sa-asha v'chayosi b'zeh. Avol b'kanim, omar daber al-aron v'obanov, ra'ui shi-yomar ish mikem l'daroseichem. If it said to speak to Aaron and his children, it should have then followed with anybody from your generations. V'lo yirza l'hazir as Aaron atzmo b'toras ha-mumin. Ki Aaron kadosh Hashem kulo yafeh, umum lo yiyebo. There's no mumin. Avol yasirenu al-zaro, she yorim v'yasir otam l'darosam, uv'parshas ha-tumah b'samuch. What about parshas of tumah? Aaron is included. Because becoming tumah is not always your fault. Ki yitachein shegam ba'aron ira tumas magab b'meiso b'sheretz. But what about when it comes to tumas saraz and zav? There it says, ish is mizera aharon. Again, Aaron is excluded. Ki lo yera ze b'gufo ki malach Hashem tzavakos hu. Right, that's what even Medayik in the commands and the formulations of the tzivuyim. In all these cases, it's Medayik exactly which was meant for Aaron and which was not. Very important Ramban in Perachaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. One final point of introduction to the Perek, and that is the Rambam. We're going to have this on Amud Beis, Be'ez Hashem, but just mention it now. The Rambam already says for us, can't look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not there. The Rambam says for us that there are three types of mumin that come up in this Perek. The Gemara is going to say this beferish, but it's good to know even before we go into it. Shlosh, this is B.S. Mikdash, Perek Vav, Halacha, Hey. Shlosha, Mine, Mumin, Heim. Three types of Mumin of Kohanim. Yesh, Mumin, Shehein, Poslin, HaKohen, Mila, Avod, V'Habehema, Mili, Karev. Some Mumin apply both in the last Perek to animals, and in this Perek to people. That's type number one. That is the real hardcore Mumin, and everybody agrees there. If the Kohen does the Avoda with one of those Mumin, so they get Malkus and they're Mechawel the Avoda. The Avoda is Nifsal, it didn't work. That is number one. The Yesh Mumin, Sheposlim HaAdam Bilvad Milavod, and other types of Mumin, just Pasal Adam. There we'll see it is an Isser Da'oraisa to do the Avoda. We'll see whether it's an Isser Aseh or a Los Aseh. We'll talk about that. The Yesh Mumin, She'ein Poslin. And then there's a third category that's not Nifsal really at all. Avo mipnei maris ha'ayin. It's not so nice. It looks like a mum. not such covet for the Beis HaMikdash. Amru, shekal kohen, sheyesh bo echan mehem, eino oveit. Right? So it shouldn't work. And then the Rambam goes into each of these. Kol mi sheyesh bo mum, sheposel badam ubebehema, viavad, bein bishogim bebebezit, avodasa psula. Right, the Gemara, this is based on the Gemara that we're going to have on Amabez. The Rambam says, category one, even if you did a b'shogeg, the avod is nifsal. They didn't know. V'mayi b'mezid loke. V'chol b'yishish bo mumen amumen amyuchadim la'adam ve'ever, avol b'yishihu loke, lochil avodas. The Rambam says his malk is even on category two, which we'll see Rashi argues with. Lochil avodaso, or the Pasha of the Gemara even. And if there's the third category, then he does not get malkus, and it's avodaso k'shira, because it's only an iser de rabbanan. But that is the Rambam v'yis mikdash in Perek Vav, helping us get into this Perek. One final point, and that is, the Rambam lists off that there are 90 mumin. 90 mumin, second category. Says the Rambam, first in Perek Zayin, Kol ha-mumin apostolim ba'adam ube behema chamishim. There are 50 mumin that apostol Adam ube behema. The next Perek, in Perek Ches, Kol ha-mumin ha-miyuchadim ba'adam tishim. Mumin that are miyuchad for an Adam tishim, there's 90. Vizeo pratan, then he goes through. No. I think he does not include the 50, right? Because there's 50 that are Adam and Behema. There are 90 that are uniquely Adam. Uniquely Adam, 140, right? I didn't go through the math, but I don't think it's the same, I think it's separate. It's 50 and 90. So I saw in one of the Zafyomi Maoris Hadav sheets that just like we know that others say that Rav Zilberstein, he quotes from Rav Yashav's son-in-law, just as Sfar mentioned that 100 brachos, right, Meir brachos b'chol yom, save us from the 100 tochachos, 100 klalos in the tochacha, so too the 90 amens that we're supposed to say every day will save us from these 90 mumin. Where do you see 90 amens? It's a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Simin Vav, in Hilchas Tefilas Yudayim, Os Yud Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch there quotes a minhag. Some shtiblach have this minhag that as many people that can say Birchas HaShachar to each other say it. You see that besides the Chazan, there are those. Shulchan Aruch quotes his minhag from the Agur. Yesh Noagin Shachar Shebirech Echad Birchas HaShachar Va'anu Acharav Amein Choser Echad Meha'onim Amein Umevarach Va'onin Acharav Amein. You go back and forth to get extra amens. Ukaseder haze osin kol osam shanu amen tchila. V'ein la'arer alehem v'lomar shekvar yatsu ba'amen shanu tchila. Don't be ma'arer. V'bnei shamavarech enu mechavin lahotzi achirim. V'afilum haya mevarech mechavin he mechavin shalotzei spir brachaso. And therefore there's no problem with, there's not a problem of extra brachas. Why do you want to have all these extra amens? Mishnah Berurah. V'kavanasam kedei lahashlim kol echad ad tzadik amenim layom. So 100 brachas is more famous. But he says 90 amens. 90 amens. The Prima Gadamir says, you don't have to do it, but everybody can follow their minhag. Alkin kol makom makom yaseh kifi minhago, shekol echad yishlo al mi lismoch. So whatever the minhag is, one can do. But there are 90 amens. So 90 amens, if Zilberstein says, saves us and protects us from these 90 mumin that are unique to Adam. Okay. Now we continue. What are these mumin? Says the Mishnah. Mumin Elu, these mumin that we've mentioned in the previous parak. Bain Kavuin, Bain Ovrin, whether they are permanent or temporary. Postlin be Adam. The apostle Adam, right? Even when it's temporary, as long as he still has it, he cannot do the avoda. He has to wait. But after it goes, obviously, after it passes over and he doesn't have it anymore, then he would be able to do the avoda. Yoser alehen ba'adam. But now we have extra ones that only apply to Adam. Hakilon v'halafton v'amakvon. These will all be discussed in the Gemara. Visher rosho shakut u ba'al sekifa u shkifas. Right, the head is, we'll see what this means. Again, shakur u'shkifas, the Gemara will explain where the head is. U ba'alei chatotros, that means a hunchback, that's a machlokas. Rebbe Yehuda machshir v'chavim postlin, that's a machlokas. We'll see exactly what the case is in the Gemara. Hakireach, what if somebody's bald? Somebody has a bald kohen. Puzzle, wow. Somebody's bald, the kohen loses his hair. So we say it goes from 20 to 60, right? Maybe even less, right? What if somebody loses their hair early? So ezeo kireach? No. What does kireach mean? Is bald in a certain way? Kol she'ein lo shita shel sa'ar mukefes me'ozen la'ozen. if somebody does not have the row of hair that goes from ear to ear. The Gemara will explain exactly what, which way, front, back. We'll have to see exactly what this is talking about. But if somebody's missing their hair, in a row, in a ring, so that is a problem. Somebody just slew him by a lot of head times, people, have around the head, going around the head from the ear, going all around. They just lose on top. Right? So that, as we'll see, is less of a problem. Im yesh lo areza kasher. Right? Im yesh lo, but if he has this ring, I raise a kasher. So also you have to lift, remember, these are all called mumin. We'll have to see if there's anyone who mentions that if there's a natural progression of events, a person just getting along in time, or they have a family history of losing their hair at a young age, so is that really a mum? Is that a mum or is that in a natural, all the other types of mumin in this parak, we're gonna see there's a problem, there's a deformity. Except maybe we'll get to being a lefty. We'll have to talk about that. But, generally, all of these are not natural. So maybe, could be that, if anything is a natural progression, if somebody's just losing their hair, maybe that wouldn't be a problem, even if it's in the shape and the exact formation of the problematic, hair loss that we will talk about in the Gemara. Okay, we will have to see. Says the Gemara, Amai, why is it true that all these, that possible Adam, possible Behemah, why is there an overlap? If you look in the Torah, there are different parashios. Viha ika yabeles, tloksiva raisa ba'adam. Yabeles, a type of wart that we spoke about in the previous parak, a wart that has a bone in it, tloksiva raisa ba'adam. It doesn't say that by a person. So who says that should apply to a person? Only animals. Visu, dak, Tivalul, those eye ailments that we saw. Tivalul from the word Belila, it's mixed in, the white on the black. Deloksivi bibehema. Right, these daka tivalul are not written by behema. So who says we should mix and match? So the Gemara says we do. Melef yalfi mehadadi. You can learn one from the other, you can learn them from each other. Titania, because the Brisa says, ba'adam lo nemer ba'yabelis. Bebehema lo nemer tak tivalul. It doesn't say each of these by the other one. Minayin litin es ha'amur shel zeh ba'zeh. V'es ha'amur shel zeh ba'zeh. How do I know that you should apply, each one to the other one? Tamalomar, garav garav. Yalefes, yalefes. L'gzeirishava. If l'gzeirishava between mume behema and mume adam. And the Gemara says, mufni. This is a gzeirishava mufne, meaning it's open, they're extra words which can overcome logical problems. As we know, there are three types of gzeirishavas. There's gzeirishava plain. That's a gzeirishava that you just compare two words, and the words aren't really extra in the separate contexts. Not really extra, but we compare the two contexts, and that's the weakest form of gzeirishava. If I could come up with a logical problem with the comparison between the two contexts, I'll knock out the gzeirishava. Ay, didn't we say gzeirishava you get from your Rebbe? So how can you knock out a gzeirishava? So the answer is, right, and everybody agrees to that you need a Rebbe for Gzeir Shava. Right, the Machlokas that we always mention between Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah, the Flamad Aleph, quotes the Machlokas whether you could darshan all the other ones. Besides, right, the Binyan Av and, Klal Prado Klal, all of those is a Machlokas, but you could darshan that without a Rebbe or not. But everybody agrees for Gzeir Shava you need a Rebbe. So the answer is, the Ramban in the Shrashim says, that a Gzeir Shava doesn't mean that all the exact details were given over. It means that certain words and certain parshas were handed down and told it to the Talmidim, these words are used for Gzeir Shavas. But what do you compare it to? Which parsha? So that's flexible. That's left to the Talmud. Only the basic idea of Gzeir Shava is given down. After all, the Ramban says, very logically, in Shrashim, you have to say that it comes from a Rebbe. Because if not, every large book is going to have repeat words in it. Oh, it says S over here and S over there. So if we're going to darshan the Vayar and Vayar. Right? So, Adam, come on. The whole Torah, you could darshan incorrectly. So Gzeir Shava, you have to have at least some sort of root misora when it comes to Gzeir Shava. But so therefore, if you have the lowest level, it's not really extra words, and you have a logical problem with it, then you can knock it out. But then you have stronger Gzeir Shavas. You have Gzeir Shava Mufne Mitzad Echad, where one of the words and one of the contexts is extra, and then of course the strongest Gzeir Shava is Mufne Mishnei Stadim. It's open for both sides, both words are extra, so then even if you could come up with a logical problem that the two contexts should not be compared, you still could compare them. It overrides. Gzeirah Shavah is not based on logic. So here too, the Gemara says, Mufneh. It has to be that it's open. De'ilo Mufneh, because it's not Mufneh, Ikel Mifrach. I could have asked the question that the contexts are not comparable. In what way? Adam Ibehema lo Yalif. I wouldn't have learned Mume Adam from Mume Behema. If you only had Mume Behema in the Torah, I would have said, oh, those don't apply to Adam. Why? Shekein hi atzma kreva lagabe mizbeach. An animal, that itself is hukrav on the Mizbeach. So maybe that is a higher standard than people who just facilitate bringing those animals on the Mizbeach. The other way, Behema me Adam lo Yalfa, and the other way you also would not learn Behema from Adam, Shekein Nisraba b'mitzvos. Because there's a ribui mitzvos when it comes to a person, right? An animal is not, right? What does it mean, ribui mitzvos? An animal is not chayv and mitzvos. Ribui mitzvos? So the Reishis Bikurim says you have to modify and know exactly what these words mean. He says, Ma b'kach shenas rabba b'mitzvos? Mishum zeh yishvar yosef shi paslu b'mumin? If you say, oh, it's hukrav on the mizbeach, that's a reason to say mumin shepasl. But because I'm chayv in more mitzvos? So he says, no, it's specifically related to Hakravas HaKarbanis. He says it's similar to the Gemara in Yuma Lamed Beis, where the Gemara talks about the Big Day Lavan versus the Big Day Zahav. The Big Day Lavan have a Mila that they go Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Big Day Zahav have a Mila that Kaparasan Meruba. What does that mean? The Big Day Zahav bring Kapara every day of the year. So it's more expanded in terms of when the kapara is achieved. So says the Reishis Bikurim, and that's what it means here too. On the one hand, the behema is hukrav atzma, but Adam has a maila. What is nisraba b'mitzvahs? An Adam is involved in the mitzvahs of hakrava every single day. This coin doesn't only bring one karban. Like every animal can only be used once, but it's nisraba b'mitzvahs karbanis. That's what it means. Lefize hadamrina shekin nisraba b'mitzvahs yepirushok b'mitzvahs karbanos shemakrav karbanos harbe. So it's specifically related to karbanos. But if you look in the pashtus, by the simple reading, good as nisraba b'mitzvahs, it's about a person that's involved in more mitzvahs. So you might say it has a higher standard. It reflects higher kedusha. Does one need mitzvahs to have a higher kedusha? One need mitzvahs. So the Rishonim point out in Maseches Gittin that an Isha, Bali Tosfos, at least according to certain Rishonim, an Isha is allowed to make brachas on his Zman Grama, even though they're not mitzuvah in it. Masha'en Kein, let's say, an Eved Kenani, who's only chayv in mitzvahs like an Isha, but they could, according to some Rishonim, they can't make a bracha. Why? Because an Eved's lack of mitzvahs reflects a lower level of Kedusha. And therefore they can't make a bracha on it. Asher kedushan b'mitzvosav. But she again, an Isha has a p'tur. She has full kedusha as Yisrael. There's no difference between the kedusha of a man and the kedusha of a woman. She has full kedusha. Her p'tur for mitzvos does not reflect a lack in their kedusha. And therefore, you have to know, sometimes a lack of mitzvos does reflect a lack of kedusha, or sometimes not. Another example. What about the avos before Matan Torah? Right? They weren't chayv in all the mitzvos. So did that reflect a lack of kedusha as Yisrael? Or not, right? This is the first discussion of the Mishnah Malach in the Sefer Parashas Drachim. What was the status of the Jewish people before Matan? I shouldn't even call them the Jewish people, the Ivri people, right? Before Matan Torah, were they mini Jews or were they super Bnei Noach? Right, one of the two. That's very different. Maybe they were Bnei Noach plus. They were Bnei Noach with a couple of extra mitzvahs. But they were really Bnei Noach at root, and therefore at Maimon Har Sinai something major occurred. They became Jewish. Or they became Yehudim. Or do we say no? Well, they were mini Jews already beforehand. Already straight from Avraham Avinu. The Brisbane Abbasar made them mini Jews. What happened at Maimar Sinai? Okay, they achieved another aspect. They became nationally, not just individually. So you have to work harder to know exactly what happened at Maimon Har Sinai, especially if we say that the source for Gershon is Gai Garshon Olodom is Maimon Har Sinai. You have to work out if they were already Jewish before, and according to that Sad, so it makes it a little more difficult. But either way, why are we bringing this up here? Because they weren't chayv at mitzvahs. So that's the issue. Does that reflect? Can you be a Jew without mitzvahs? Without a chayv in mitzvahs? Right? Only chayv in 15 mitzvahs. So that is also important to relate it to this line. Nisrab at mitzvahs, does it relate to a lack of kedusha? Okay. Let us continue. So says the Gemara. So we could have asked those questions. So la'ai. Afnuye mufne. So you're right. It is mufne. There are extra words. The Torah could have just written Yalefes, I don't need Garav, which is the other type of wound. V'yana amino, ma Yalefes delo me'isa havimuma Yalefes, which is not as disgusting a wound. Havimuma, that's a mum. Garav, demais, lo kol shekein. Garav, which is more disgusting. Why? Rashi explains it's dry and hard. Right? And it makes like indentations in the skin. So it's more mius. A mum. So you didn't have to say a garav. We would have known that's a mum. Garav, the kaz rachman alam. Ali lafnu. So why does it say it? To be mufna for the gzeir shava. V'lech tevid rachman kulhu b'chad. So why didn't we write all the mumin by one? Either behema or adam. V'garav yalefes, hacha v'hacha. And write garav and yalefes by both. V'lofi me'adadi. Right? You don't have to repeat a lot. A lot of them are repeated by both. So why don't you just repeat the garav and the yalefes by both to have the gzeir shava? But all the other ones, you only throw it by one. So the Gemara says, ahai. So which, on what? Which one should you lift and which one should you leave out? Behelich dov rachmana, which one should you leave out? I kasav ba adam, if we would have had them all listed by Adam, hava amina, I would have said, called the pasal ba adam, pasal be behema. I would have said, anything that applies to an adam applies to a behema, if you'd have only had behema. If you would have only had adam. Kalut v'chutin the less nehu ba'adam be'behema namilo lifslu. I wouldn't have thought there's anything unique when it comes to behema because it only lists the ones by adam and then it says garvan yalefes. So I wouldn't have had any idea about the movement that are uniquely behema oriented. Kalut and chutin are movement that have to do with the split hooves, which don't have to do with a person. So I wouldn't have passed there. So that's why you couldn't have just written them all by adam. Next. The ikas of Rachmana kulu bebehema. What if I only had all of them by behema? Hava mina called the pasul bebehema, pasul ba'adam. The same thing. I would have thought only the parallel movement by behema applies to adam too. Gibain v'charum. These types of eye issues, which we'll get to about your eyelashes and eyelids, to lister bebehema ba'adam. Namilo lifslo. I would have thought those don't pasul by adam if you have all of them just listed by behema. So that's why you have to have them by both. Says the Gemara. Okay, v'lichtavinu Rachmana kulu b'chad. Have all of the ones that are the same listed only by one. Vahanach de lisnehu be'adam lichtov lichtov rachmana be'behem. Vahanach de lisnehu be'idach lichtov be'adam. Right, so the ones that are unique to each one, right there, fine. But all the other ones that are the same, only right by one of them. V'garvi alefes, hacha v'hacha v'ilufi mi'adadi. And you have those words to tell you the gzeir shava. So the Gemara says, Ella, okay, you're right. There was extra words in the Torah. They didn't have to write it. Ella, because the Tana of Rabbi Yishmael, like Rabbi Yishmael says, the Tana of Rabbi Yishmael, like Rabbi Yishmael says in a few places in Shas, called Parsha, Shenemra, V'nishneis, any Parsha that is said and then repeated in the Torah, Lo Nishneis El Bishol Dabar, Sheneschadishba, it's repeated for something that is Mechudash in it. But you're right. It could be that some items are repeated for no reason. For no reason, it's just that once it's repeating, we repeat the whole thing because of the element that we are adding. Okay, fine. So Amar Rava, next section. Lamali de Katzarachmana, Mumbe Adam, Mumbe Kadshe, Mumbe Bechor. Why do I have to write Mumin by all three contexts? That relates to the previous Gemara. But why do you have to have the Mumin listed for an Adam? Mumin listed for general Karbanos. Right, and the Rashi quotes where all these psukim are, by mum, by bechor is in Dvarim, and mum for Adam is earlier, as we read in Emor, so we have to have all of them, and mum by bechor, so tzricha, you need all three. Dikaz rachman and mum by Adam. And again, these are the types of Gemaras that are great, because it helps isolate the unique factors of any halachic context. Bechor, Adam, Kachem, what's unique about them as compared to everything else? So, says the Gemara, if you only have Adam, Shekin Nisraba B'mitzvahs, as we said, an Adam is Nisraba B'mitzvahs, and therefore, maybe, he has a unique set of halachas when it comes to Mum. Adam mi Bechor lo Asi, right? Adam mi Bechor, we were not, right? The Bach takes out the word Behema. Adam mi Bechor lo Asi, Shekinu Atzma Karv Lagabe Mizbech. Adam Bechor you wouldn't learn also, because Bechor is unique, because it's Hukrav, it itself is a carbon. Kachem Bechor Loasi, Shkin Kedushasa Mirechem. Kachem Bechor you wouldn't learn, because it's Kedush Mirechem, it's automatic. That's the Taz that we mentioned a few times already, in Yaredeya, where the Taz says that's why there is no bracha on Bechor Behema Tahora. Why? Because it's automatic. You didn't do anything. By Petach Hamor, you do something. By Pidyon Aben, you do something. by Pechar Behemet Tahor, you just give it to the Kohen. There's nothing to do. That's why there's no Birchas HaMitzvah on that. Says, so Bechar is automatic, so you want to learn Kachim from it. Adam mi Kachim lo asi. Adam from Kachim, you want to learn Shekin Hein Asma Kraven. Same thing, because they are Karbanis themselves. Bechar mi Kachim lo asi. Shekin Kedushaso Meruba. Bechar from Kachim, you don't learn Kedushas Meruba. Why? Because Kachim apply to males and females, and applies to even non-Bechars, so it's a wider Kedusha. So you can't just have one of them, so you have to have all of them. So chademi chado asi, teitzi chademi tarti. So the same thing, why do you learn one from two of them? You don't have to have all three. So mehe teisi, which one should you leave out? Which one out of the three could you leave out and you can learn it from the other two? Because that also doesn't work. Right? Lo lichtov rechmana, bibachor, v'teisi mihanach, just write kachim and adam and apachor, malahanach shken kedushas and meruba. No, people and karbanos, they have more kedusha than Bechor, which is limited to firstborn male. V'noagim b'pshutim, and it also is noeg, as we just said, even the non-firstborns. Lo dech levech b'kadshim v'teisim mihanach, so leave out kadshim and learn from the other two. Malahanach shekein kedushasan me'alehem. Those have automatic kedusha. Kedushasan me'alehem. Right, by Bechor. And by the others. So that's why you can't, just not write Kachim and write the others. Next, says the Gemara, Lo Dukhta Ba'adam Atesi Mihanach. Don't write Adam and learn it from the others. Malahanash Ken Heinatzman Kraven Lakabim Mizbeach. So Tzrichi. That's why you need all three. Okay. You can't have one, only have one. You can't only have two. You need all three. Viter. Says the Gemara, the two dots. Yes, or Alana Ad Ba'adam. Ne'ani Mili. How do we know all of these extra categories? Second category, as we started off. We know the movement that applied to Adam and Behemoth because it says it in the Torah, and you have the drasha to compare it. How do we know that there's another category that applies to Adam? Here's the makar. The Amar Kra, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kra, Kol Ish Asher Bo Mum Mizera Aharon. End quote. Any man that has a mum from the seed of Aharon. Ish Sheshave Bizaru Shel Aharon. A man that is Shave to Aharon, that's who needs a mum to disqualify him. But if he's not Shaveh Bizar Shel Aharon, right, he has such a mum that he's just not comparable, then that itself passes him. Doesn't even get to step two of being Shaveh to any of the mumin listed. Right? So, Ish Shaveh Bizar Shel Aharon. That is also included if you're not Dome. So, my Ika bein Mumma L'Sheino Shava B'Zara Shal Aharon, right? What is the difference between a Mum, the ones that are listed in the Torah, and whatever is included in category 2 of Eino Shava B'Sheva Shal Aharon? So it's ironic. You might say that category 2 is an even more basic problem. Because it doesn't even let you get to the you're not even in the Parsha. You're not similar to Aharon, and then there's going to be a problem with you. You don't even get there. You don't even get to there. So you might say that, category 2 is even a more basic issue. But the Gemara says not. Really, that's not as much of a problem, because you got to be in it, right, to be labeled as a Baal Mum. Right? It could be these people aren't even labeled. They don't even get to the first stage. So that's why the Gemara says, Ika Mishum Achuli Avoda. As we said, the difference between category 1, the movement listed in the Torah, that are similar to man and behema, and category 2, just in Rosh Hashanah Shel Aharon, the difference is whether you're Mechalo V'Avoda, if the Kohen does it with these movement. Muma Machil Avoda. Dechsiv Mumbo V'lo Yechalel. Category 1 is Mechalo V'Avoda. She'in Rosh Hashanah Bizarro Shel Aharon, Lo Machil Avoda. Right, category 2 is not Mechalel the Avoda. There's a question in Lundis, the Rishis Bikurim also asks this. When we say in category 2 that he is not Mechalel the Avoda, does that mean it's perfect? Does that mean it's totally kosher? It's just an Isser Gavra. The person himself did something wrong, but the carbon is totally fine? Is that true? Or is the carbon itself, the Avoda is Kshera. It worked. But the carbon is tainted somewhat. It's not exactly perfect. What's the nafkamina? Let's see what he says. Says the Rishis Bikurim. Hine yesh list topic. Bekoin sheyesh bo psul machma sheinu shaveh bezara shel Aharon. Shaveh avoda. I yesh psul upagam beguf ha-avoda. Av sheina mischaleles. O dilma beguf ha-avoda lekashum psul. Ela da ha-koina oved over alasei. Right, what's the difference? The difference is, I'll give you an afkamina. The Gemara says in Psachim on Daf Peidalid, if somebody breaks the bone of a carbon Pesach pasul, he doesn't get malchus. If you break the brona of a current Pesach pasul, and the halacha, the case there is talking about even a Pesach that's olah l'shem chova. Let's say it's a tumah, chadaka connection, tumah hucha b'tzibur, right? Tumah hucha b'tzibur. So let's say they were makriv their psachim b'tumah. In those cases, so you're makriv the karban, and it worked for them. They don't have to go to Pesach sheni. It worked for them, but it's tamei and there's no iser shvira sesam. So that's an example of a karban that was tainted but worked. So here too, the avoda worked. Is the carbon tainted? What if you break the bone? What if you break the bone in this case? That this kohen who's dome lazar shel aron, he brings a carbon pesach batuma when he has one of these movement. So is there going to be an iser of shviras? Oh no, I'm sorry, not batuma. Batuma is going to have the problem anyway. But a kohen who brings the pesach in this way, so it could be suggest the rishis bikurim that if it's labeled, if it's tainted, so then it's not going to have the iser of shviras atzem nafkamina that the rishis bikurim brings. Okay, so that's category 1 and 2. Says the Gemara, so you have a third category. Well, now, like the Rambam said, umay ika bein she'enu shavim zara shel aron mishum maras ayin. Was there a category 2 or category 3? Which, as we mentioned in the Hakdama, category 3 is just Isrei Drabanan, Marasayin, Ikibinayu, Ba'asei. The difference is the Asei, meaning, is there even an Isra'asei? Category 3, no. Category 3 is Drabanan, it's Marasayin. Just looks like, you know, it's Pasnish. It doesn't look good for the coin to be doing the Avodah Mashiach. Category 2 is based on the Pasik. You have to be similar to Zaro, Shel, Aaron. By the way, most movement that we're going to discuss in this Perek is category 2. Most one that we're going to discuss, the ones that are unique to Adam. Category 1, you don't need the Gemara for. It's in the Torah. And it was discussed exactly what it is in the previous parak. So we're going to discuss some, though, but most of the movement in this parak are going to be about category 2. The machlokas that I alluded to before is the difficult sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says you get malchus even for category 2. Even though the avoda is not mechulelis, you're going to get malchus. The Gemara sounds like it's an assay. Gemara sounds like it's an assay. So do you get malchus for an iser assay? That's a big discussion, but the Rambam clearly, Rambam says, Beferish here, you're going to get Malkus for category 2. Rashi sounds like, Tosfos Yontif points out, on our Mishnah, points out this Rambam, but he says, sounds like from Rashi that you're not going to get Malkus. It sounds like from Rashi. It says, it's a lava ba machlal asay, asay, and if you're not going to get Malkus. So it's an important, machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Is it a machlokas specifically here? How to understand this one, Isra Asay? Is it a machlokas in general about Isra Asay? That is an issue. Okay, so now let's talk about some of the particulars. Kilon, what was Kilon? Listen to the Mishnah. The dummy Reshe La'achla. His head is cone-shaped. Cone-shaped. Rashi explains it gets skinny as it goes up. Lafta is the opposite. Turnip. The dummy reshe legad galida delifta. His head is like the top of a turnip, so it's the opposite of a cone shape. It's thick, big on top, and it gets skinnier. Tana vitzavaro omeid beemsa rosho. Another mum is where his neck stands in the middle of his head. What does that mean? Our faces are more in front of our neck than in the back of our neck. Right, our neck is equal to the back of our head. But let's say somebody's head is pushed back, so their neck is really in the front, and the back and the front of their head is exactly equal. So that's a mum. Next, makvan. What's makvan? Didamireshi la makvan. Your head is axe-shaped. A makav is an axe. So it's axe-shaped. It's thick in the back and gets skinnier towards the front. Again, all of these are rachman al-islam, because all of them are deformities. Visharosha shakut milafanav. And the head is shakut, is skinnier, and slanted going forward. Uskifas me'achorav. What is sakifas? Skifas is me'achorav. That means it gets less and less, it gets skinnier as it goes back. Kedamri inchi, like people say, shakil pisa. A piece of it is missing. That's what the head looks like part of it is missing. Tana, vitzavaro shakut vishamut. Tzavar, another mum is with a neck is shakut vishamut. That means the head is too high out of the neck or too low into the neck. And you can barely see it. The head is like hiding. And shakut dachavi mechvi. Shakut is where it's hiding in the neck. Shamut da'arach v'shamut. It's too high above the neck. All of these are deformities of the head. Next, ubale chatros. Rebbe Yehuda v'chulu. De'ispe, so this is humpbacked. Machlokes. There was a mishnah about a humpback, a person. So de'ispe etzem kuliyam lo pligi depasla. If he has a humpback with a bone in it, it's extra, bone. So that for sure is pasle. The sheet that says it's a pasle. The person is pasle. Ki pligi delespa etzem. What if it doesn't have a bone? It's just an extra piece of skin, let's say. So Mar Savar Heinu Shavu Dar Shel Aaron. The first opinion says they still pass because it's still not Dumya to Aaron. Umar Savar Karkura de Bisra Ba'almahu. Or Kadkida. It's just an extra piece of flesh. But it's not a psul, and therefore don't take it as seriously. Next, Kireach Pasul, if somebody is bald. Somebody is bald. I saw one of the Achronim point out, the Gemara here only talks about being bald on top. What if somebody doesn't have a beard? So the Gemara doesn't talk about that. Are we going to have clean shaven Kahanim? The Sabbath Paneach, the rugged shover. Shekoin She'in Lo Zakan Eino Bamum. Even though the Yushalmi says regarding a woman, if she has a beard, it is a mum. Lagabe ish, lo have mishune. 110 years ago. Lachain, no, that if he has a beard, it is not a problem. Is there a difference between if he can't grow a beard or if he shaves his beard? Okay, good question. They talked about the Gemara in Bamatzia, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a beard. But that is only the top is talked about and not on the bottom. And he also adds in that same tshuva, even though it can be fixed with a wig, with a peah nachris, that would be yitr begadim. It would be yitr begadim, therefore he wouldn't be able to put on the wig in that case. Also, a lov shu b'shas avoda. Wouldn't be able to do b'shas avoda. What about wearing a wig? If somebody wants to wear a wig when they put on tefillin, is that a chatzitza? If somebody has a toupee, they want to, whatever, for it, he doesn't have any more hair. So the Mishnah, Moshe has a shuva about it. Moshe says, you can't make a bracha. You should put it on at home. Put tefillin on at home with a bracha on the shel rosh and without the toupee. And then when you go to shul, just don't make a bracha. Fake it when you put it on the shel rosh without a bracha. Again, if it's attached to the head, Rav Moshe says, if it's like glued on, you're not taking it off, then that becomes part of your head. It's batel. It's not a chatzisa. It's only the ones that you could remove. That's where it would be a chatzitza. Moshe says, in Chelek Dalet Simen Mem Os Yud Ches. If you want to look it up, we don't have time to read it. Hakireach Pasul Vaiter, Amar Rava, Lo Shanu Ela She'en Lo. Two versions. First version. Lo Shanu Ela She'en Lo La'al Ach Ravish Lofanav. The bald problem is when you only have hair in the front and not in the back. Avo Yesh La'ach Rav Kasher. But if you have in the back Kasher, maybe that's normal. Right? If you have in the back is Kasher, the ring in the back, because people lose their hair in front. V'kasher Kein She'yesh La'ach Ravain Lofanav. Right, if he has on the back, it's for sure kosher. And surely, if he has avoyish l'achra of kosher, right? If he has in the back, also it's kosher. And surely, if he has in the back and not in the front, maybe because that's normal. V'ikav demasiyah seifa. Some say no, he's going on the seifa. V'im yesh lo hareze kosher. The seifa says if he has the ring, it's kosher. Amar Rav Loshana elashish l'achra of v'ein lo lefanav. If he has in the back and not in the front, that's kosher. Avoyish lo bein l'achra bein lefanav puzzle. Maybe if he has both, it's puzzle. Because that's strange. If you go all the way around, you have hair all the way around in a ring. So that's a mum. Surely that is a mum. And if you don't have any puzzle, again, it's a good question to talk about whether there's a difference between an unusual type of falling out of the hair or where it's just natural getting older. Rabbi Yochanan, Hakar Chanin. Rabbi Yochanan says those who are bald, Hananasin or midgets, Vahazav Laganin, and those Kohanim whose eyes don't stop tearing, Psulin, they're all possible. If Yishein on Shavet, Bizar Shal Aaron. They're not Shavet. Karchanin, Tanina. What's Rabbi Yochanan telling me? Karchanin, that's in the Mishnah. Nanasin, Tanina. That's also in the next Mishnah. Zav Laganin, Itzrichlei. No, you need the last one. That's not in the Mishnah. La'ashmi'idan. That's what it's coming to teach me. And also, even the other ones. Maratim, Mishamaris Ayin. The first two you might have thought are only Mishamaris Ayin. Category 3. So the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan is that they're really category 2. V'hakal hecha de'ika mishamaris ayin isna, what, everything that's listed is mishamaris ayin, right? Misna diktani vishenashru risei enaf pasul mishamaris ayin. We're going to have the Mishnah that says if your eyelashes fell out, it's mishamaris ayin, right? So the Mishnah lists off. So Gemara says, only one of them in the Mishnah says Mishamar Zion. So the other ones are obviously Ein Uzar Shal Aaron, category 2. So again, what's Rabbi Yochanan teaching me? So Gemara says, no, Ma'o Datema Tanichad Vodin Lekolu. I might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah says that by one of them, but really they meant that reason by all of them. And they're all also Mishamar Zion. Says the Gemara, that can't be. V'kal Hecha Di'ika Mehedaru Misna Kahada V'tani. Right? No, it says it by two of them specifically. Vishinit Lushina Pasol. If the teeth are taken out Pasol, Mishamaris Ayin. So you see, the ones that are listed, that are asim Mishamaris Ayin, it says that. And the ones that are not. So Ella, so what's Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush? The one says Ella Fuke Meha. He's just being La Fuke another Tana, Ditanya. Hakarchanit, Mehadatanya. Detanya hakarchanim hananasim azav laganin ksherim. V'lom repasal amisha maris ha'ayin. So there is a Tana out there that says maris ha'ayin. So Rabbi Yochanan is emphasizing that it's not all just misha maris ha'ayin. Man haitana, Rabbi Yehuda hi. Detanya Rabbi Yehuda omer hakonim l'rabos hakarchanim. Hakonim includes that karchanim are not pasal. I think we mentioned in the past, Rav Moshe, it's in the Hagdama to Chelek Ches. I was about to say the last volume of the Igros Moshe, but about a couple months ago, another volume came out, Chelek Tes. The second posthumous volume came out, Chelek Tes, but in the beginning of Chelek Ches, it has Hagdama. So we mentioned this before, on page 34, in 1979, Rav Moshe needed to get, dentures. And he emphasized to them, and he made them not take out all of his teeth. He wanted to leave at least two teeth in. Shaloye begeder mishenit lushinov b'choras memdalid. Today, tomorrow's daf. He didn't want to be a balmum legabe the Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin also has issues of mumen. So he made them leave two teeth in. And at the sofa shaldavar, it was mitbarer that he could leave four teeth in. And that's what the Rav Moshe let them do it then in that case. Anyway, okay, let's just do one more. Ein lo gavinin, if a coin does not have eyebrows, or he only has one eyebrow, meaning his eyebrow is so thick that it goes straight across. That's the gibein in the Torah. Rabbi Dosa Omer shegivinin shochvin. If he has droopy eyebrows, the Tiferes Yisrael said that's a mum that you could fix. You just cut them. Rabbi Chanim had taken this Omer sheishlo shnei gavin v'shnei shidros. No, it means he has two backs and two spines. That's the psul. There is no machlokas lamais in the Mishnah. Machlokas is what does gibein mean in the Torah. That's the only question. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here, but the show will continue tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk about Rabbi Yochanan's long eyelashes. We'll start with that, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf, and we'll get into other issues as well. Okay, we'll stop here.